The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow the seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes the word away from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. There are only three parables in the Gospels that Jesus ever takes the time to personally explain himself. Do you know what those parables are? Quiz question for the day. They are the parable of the mustard seed, the parable of the wheat and the weeds, and the one we just heard, the parable of the sower and the seed. Let's take a closer look. There's two basic ways to understand this parable. Let's take a closer look at each one. First of all, if the seed is the word of God, then the first way to understand this parable is to think of yourself as the soil, the path, the rocky ground, the thorns, or the good seed. Now, if you want to, you can think of those as four different kinds of people, but it's really not all that helpful. It's far more helpful, rather, if you can think of these as four different responses that all of us have to the Word of God. Let's take a little look at each one, okay? First of all, a sower went out to seed, and some of the seed fell on a rocky path, and the birds came and snatched it up, and these are the ones who, when they hear the word, Satan takes it away from their heart before it does any good at all. And what are we supposed to do about that? Stop and consider. Every time you hear the word of God proclaimed, or every time you read it yourself, make a deliberate choice to apply it to your life somehow. That's how you keep that from happening. How many times have you gone to Mass and you go home, and if somebody asked you later in the day, you wouldn't even remember what the readings were? Really often, right? Well, that's the seed that's fallen on the path. Now, you can't meditate on everything that you heard, but make a deliberate choice to apply some of this to your life. Let me give you an example, okay? From our psalm response for the day. I don't dare ask you what it was, but I'm going to tell you, okay? And it says, "Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Sing praise to his name. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord." Okay. An example of applying that to your life is to stop and turn it into a prayer. You say, "Lord, gotta be honest with you. I do not enter your service with shouts of joy. In fact, most of the time I try to do your will, I really resent it. And I drag my feet, and I curse the day I was born. But I heard your word, Lord, and I know who you are. And so I pray, Lord, come and help me to be like that. That's all you have to do. But somehow, hear what you've heard and make a deliberate choice to act on it. Don't let it be superficial. And you won't be like the seed that fell on the path. Some seed fell on rocky ground where it withered for lack of roots. Let's talk about that. What are roots? Roots are that which provide nourishment, moisture, suppleness, strength, life, and most importantly, the steadfastness to hold fast through the worst storms without breaking. Do you know what the roots are here that Jesus is referring to? It's the roots of your faith. Listen, make sure the faith you profess is the same faith that the saints professed of old. If your faith is the ancient faith that's been handed down from the apostles, you will have strong roots. I knew a religious sister once, back in my high school assignment. Brand new religious sister. She wasn't even 30 years old. And so we got along great, and we talked a lot. And one of these days we talked about liberal Catholics and conservative Catholics, and who's liberal and who's conservative. And she gave me a phrase I never forgot. She says, don't talk about liberal and conservative. Those words come from politics. God's word is not right or left. It is entirely above them both. We don't want to be left or right. We want to be perennialists. What's a perennialist? Someone who believes that which has always been taught. Be a perennialist. Hold to the teachings of the faith of the saints of old, and you will never wither for lack of roots. Then there's the seed that fell among the thorns. And it says that it was choked by the riches and pleasures and anxieties of life and never produced any fruit. Now notice, Jesus doesn't say it was killed by mortal sins. He doesn't say fornication, adultery, theft. He doesn't have to. All that comes later. You want to know what comes first? Taking your eyes off of the Lord comes first. It's like Adam in the garden. First thing Adam and Eve did, they took their eyes off the Lord, put their eyes on the snake. And what are the riches and the pleasures of life? They're strong temptations to take your eyes away from God. Sometimes, blessed be God for sending hardships into your life. Because if it wasn't for the hardships, the comforts of your life would keep you from ever turning your eyes and your heart to Him. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and you will not be like the seed that fell among thorns. And lastly, there's a seed that fell among good soil, and it produced a harvest of 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And this is a little word of consolation. Many people who try to be about God's will and try to keep the commandments and try to lead others to Christ, try to live a good life, they feel very sad inside because they're afraid it doesn't matter. And they're afraid they don't make any difference for anybody. It's times like that we need to supplant our feelings with God's word. Jesus says, abide in me and you will bear much fruit. Not might, will. Meditate on that, dwell on that, mull over that. Jesus has promised you are bearing good fruit. Now, real briefly, let me look at the other way of looking at this parable. And that's not so much to look at yourself as the soil, but rather to look at yourself as the sower. The sower went out to sow. If you come into daily mass, you tried to share the faith with other people. You're the sower. And you know what the word of consolation is here for you? Lower your expectations. 3 out of 4 seeds don't grow. Your return on investment in trying to do God's work is 25%. And that's if you're Jesus, right? So, but don't let that deter you from going out and sowing the seed. That's the way Jesus says it's going to be. And take consolation in knowing you're only the sower. You're not the grower. Evangelization is hard. Focus on being faithful, not successful. Because Jesus taught in parables, not to make everything clear, Jesus taught in parables because parables provoke a response. If you want to find God, you'll find him. If you want to understand, you'll understand. That was the faith the saints professed of old. Let it be our faith as well, as we ask for their prayers to help us today. St. Andrew Kim and his companions, pray for us.